With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hinda, Barimini, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, one? What it is? Yes. Hey. The drama, so much drama. Jeez. What a weekend, man.
On which episode?
Hey. Yeah. You know, for the first time, how long have we been doing this podcast for?
It's close to a year now.
Close to a year.
Yeah, man. In July we'll be celebrating a year. I just need to remember which day in July.
Yeah.
Somewhere in July.
But for the first time, I did not feel like recording today.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Why?
I had to drag him kicking and screaming.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just feeling narr.
Is it?
Are you hung?
No, not even, dude. It's just life, you know.
Okay.
Life is like fucked up, man.
But when you see us, don't you feel a bit?
I do, like, but okay. Yeah, man. It's just a lot happened this weekend.
Okay, take us through it.
No, firstly, like our friend of ours, I don't even know, Tata Mueng.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she got hijacked, man. And I was with her now before we started recording. Actually, we went with Len.
Aww.
And you know, just to hear how traumatic her experience was.
Mm. Just to make sure she's okay. The underlining factor here is, firstly, we wanted to make sure she's fine.
Yeah.
And obviously, with that comes.
And how is she doing?
She's okay. She's alive.
Yeah.
She's not harmed.
I think that's just what counts at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what we've all been saying, you know. But at the end of the day, you gotta face reality.
Exactly.
And what she went through is like,
it's never nice to go.
It's tragic, man.
Yeah.
I mean, she was coming from work, né? Mm. And then these guys pulled up in front of a car, told her to get out the car, put her in the boot, drove around for like 5 hours, beat her up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, the pistol thingamajigged her.
Oh. You know?
How many guys were this? Like,
so that was about 10.
Yeah, it
was
about 10.
She was taken from one car to another, until they dumped her somewhere in the middle of Centurion.
Yeah.
You see, such things are just not much.
And the thing is, like, Tata Mueng is one of the strongest woman, lady I know.
Wow.
And she was shook. Yeah. She still is, you know? She's still traumatized now. And, you know,
you just sat with her and you were with, like,
yeah, like, yeah. Listen, with these kind of things, you never think it's going to happen to you. And then it does, you know?
Mm. Look, it's,
or
it's,
someone close to you.
It's something that happens. We know this happens on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, right? But until it happens to, until it hits home.
It's home, yeah.
With somebody you know very close, then only it hits you, like, it hits you on a different vibe.
Level, yeah.
And you start becoming paranoid yourself.
Mm,
and,
like, who's and next?
Yeah,
who's going to go through this that I know I can?
It's freaking life changing.
Yeah.
For anybody who goes through this, I mean, I have a friend as well who went through the same thing. Like, it seems like the modus operandi is the same, whereby they take you, haul you in a boot, and then drive around with you for a couple of hours, and then dump you somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying? So, it's...
And the sad thing is, like, she was said, when they took her, they didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And then while they were trying to get her cell phone, wallet, and all that stuff, searching through the car, they saw her Super Sport pass.
Access card.
Because they wanted to kill her.
They kept saying, Armozate. Armozate.
Shit.
So they were planning on killing her, and then they saw the access card.
Yeah.
Then they thought twice, and then within
like
15 minutes.
Maybe this person is famous. Yeah.
It's going to bring too much attention. Mm-hmm. So the whole time she's like, dude, I'm just glad to be alive because I shouldn't be here. Mm. You know?
But why would they be so brutal?
And all they wanted was the car. Why didn't they just leave her
just
alone?
Just take the car.
Because a car you can replace. You can't replace a life, you know. And the sad thing is that the day before, because this happened when? Saturday.
Saturday.
I recorded with her Thursday afternoonish. And we had such a beautiful episode. Yeah. Oh, it was so amazing. She had a bottle of gin. And we were planning to kill that gin with Len that night.
Yeah.
And I was sick, so I was like, nah, guys, don't come to my house.
So I'm saying, like, we had made plans, and then on Friday, I wanted to go see her.
Okay.
So we can just chill and drink and whatever.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and it was cold on Friday, and I said to you, like, let's go. Because remember when I left work, I gave you a shout. I was like, okay, we're going to go. But I never got back to saying we can go now because I got home. It was cold. I was like, hey.
This was on Friday now.
Yeah, it's on Friday. Okay. And I just chilled. And then on Saturday, she called me at about 6 when she was leaving work on some, yo, dude, listen, I'm going to come through to your house. We're going to watch Banyana. I'm like, okay, no, shut. But I never followed up on some, like, where you at kind of thing.
So is that this happened when you were expecting her?
Yes.
What?
And the whole time she was like, dude, all she was thinking about, she's like, she didn't care about her life.
Yeah.
You know? Because while I was recording with her, she mentioned that her brother passed away.
Oh.
So I'm like, you know, how did you take it?
Yeah.
With your brother dying at a young age? She's like, listen, I'm not probably quoting it the way she said exactly, verbatim. But she talked along the lines of my brother passing away was a blessing in disguise.
Wow.
Because it made me realize that every moment you're on this earth, you mustn't take it for granted. So she's like, when I have money, I take my daughter and we freaking shop.
Wow.
We shop till we drop.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how long.
When that last day is coming.
You hear what I'm saying?
Moments, yeah.
And that's what she was saying. She's like, ever since then, I just live my life.
Wow.
And take it as each day as it comes. And then for me to realize that could have been the last moment I saw Tatum Wing was like, I don't even think I was going to put up that episode. Because it was so nice. It was so jovial. Yeah. She was funny.
Yeah.
And, you know.
She's still funny. Don't say she was.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And she's alive.
Yeah. She just kept saying, I'm safe. Alive, guys. It's just, I'm alive.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yo, guys, be careful out there.
Hey, dude.
Yo, guys, be careful out
nice.
There.
It's not
be
nice.
Be freaking careful out there. Yo, the world we live in.
And you can't just say it's just women, just be careful out there.
No,
it's
everyone.
Everybody.
That's
everyone.
It could happen to any of us.
It's anybody. It's anyone. Just, yeah.
No one is safe. You know, but it's until, like I said, until it happens to someone close to you, that's when it hits home. That's why, like, today I was like, hey, dude, I don't feel like recording and laughing and making jokes.
Yeah.
I just want to.
Yeah.
It just got deeper now. Like, oh, guys.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I ended up. And then on top of that, I ended up watching When They See Us, which is another tragic.
That's a beautifully short series, though.
But it's very painful, Lynn.
I know. Look, it's painful.
It's
agree.
It's unfair.
But it's beautifully short. It's the way
to evoke all these emotions. It works well.
I know what's the name of the director, man. Ah, she's brilliant, bro. She's
Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Like. From how she told the story. So you need to understand that obviously the famous story of the Central Park Five happened.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been reading about it.
There have
been books that were written about it.
Yeah.
But to bring that, there's no biopic like or anything that depicts things that happened for real. That is as close to what happened as when you're watching When They See Us.
Yeah.
I was sick last week.
I thought I was going to come in and say, hey, I'm glad I live in South Africa. There's no crime.
No.
Be sharp.
Right now it's fucked South Africa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in America, like, if you're black, you're fucked.
No.
Already it's that's actually, a crime.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Just being black. You know what I mean?
Being black is a crime.
I was ready to come in and say, listen, guys, America sold us dreams.
They sold you the American dream.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you're black, that is the last country you want to stay in.
Never.
You know? And then this happens.
This happens, yeah.
You know, it's like, where are you safe?
And it's weird that you actually get, and I don't understand this logic, where you get people of the same kind, like black people hurting black people.
Black on black crime.
Mm.
Why are we doing that? Why? Like, I'm not saying they should hurt other races. No. Mm. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, like,
where's the compassion?
Yeah, like, it's when you start work at any place or you start school, whatever, chances are the first people that you're going to make friends with is people that you can identify with, which are black people if you're black, which are white people if you're white, colors, etc., etc. But at what point do we now see ourselves as an enemy or somebody that you want to bring harm to?
My thing is, Len, okay, cool. So try to think of it in the guy's perspective, the 12 guys, 30 guys, whatever, were robbing the car.
Yeah.
They just want to feed their families, right?
Yes.
They probably come from an unprivileged background. Mm-hmm. Sharp, get it. You just want to steal a car, sell it, make some money, feed your family, do whatever you want to do. That's fine.
But not that it's fine, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
She literally said, take the car, guys. There's no need to put it through that trauma of putting in the boot for 5 hours, hitting it with a gun.
But that's when it goes back to upbringing and everything. There's something that these guys or people who go to that extent, they've, in their upbringing, they've seen so worse.
They don't value life.
Yeah. There's something. It goes back to how are children raised? What do people see in the society that they live in?
Because I scheme, right? If I'm going to have the bravery of breaking into someone's house or hijacking somebody or trying to rob a bank or whatever. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. I'm ready for any eventuality.
Dude, and this like happens all the time. I know like maybe 6 people that this has happened to. Actually, a friend of mine who stays in Buccleuch, because Buccleuch is close to Alex.
Now I'm scared of knowing you, MacIver. I don't know you.
Yeah.
They broke into his
house.
Thank
you, ghost lady.
And it was him and his mother. And they shot his mother.
Oh, man.
You know? And it was just Zimbabweans. Just trying to get some money.
Make a buck.
Make a buck. Yeah. They shot the mother.
Wow, that's deep, guys. Man.
Broke into the house.
This episode is not too nice, hey?
Nah, dude, that's why I was like...
No, but the thing is, ne, it's all jovial.
But
it's all good.
Life,
it's
this
it's,
is
it's,
life.
It's what happens. It's, it's what happens on a daily. Like you said, I mean, I've also almost been hijacked on the New Road off-ramp. Guy came and then he smashed my window with a gun. And then luckily I've got like, you know, that... smash and grab,
and
then I drove away. And in that corner, because it's such a blind corner, in me driving away, there could have been a car that was coming this side that I was not gonna see, and it could have hit me.
Yeah.
But instinct number one was like, "Yo, dude, go."
Just go.
I remember, and it's funny that we actually go on this whole narrative that no, you are a man, you must be strong. What? I literally went to the Shell garage. Just off New, like on when you get onto New Road. I went there, bought a pack of cigarettes, went outside, sat like outside my car, and I cried.
After hearing this?
No.
No.
Oh,
after,
you mean...
after just what he
yeah. Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah.
Because I was shaking. Yeah. I think the adrenaline was probably like starting to wear off, and I couldn't even get back into my car to go home.
Dude, and there's no formula.
There's no,
you can't say if that happens to you, you must do 1, 2, 3. Because if they want to get rid of you,
they will.
They will.
Yeah.
If they want the car, they will take it.
And I guess even if you go through that, like you see now what Len was saying, you need to go through the emotions. Whether you're a man, it's fine. It's like if that's what had to happen, you feel you to cry to get yourself back, and it's like it's okay, you know.
And the thing is, with the woman, what makes it even harder is because those 12, 30 niggas could have raped her.
Exactly.
They could have raped her, killed her, boom.
Killed her, yeah. Just one of them could have killed them.
And it takes one idiot out of that whole group. Well, they are all idiots, but there's probably a bigger idiot.
Yes.
Who's going to be like, actually, let... And whole thing just becomes a mess.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when, you know, you get a job, you start making money, and, you know, you want to buy a nice car just to make yourself feel good. Exactly. Now you got to think twice, because as soon as you buy that nice car, you're a target.
Exactly.
Funny you should say that, ne? On, I think it was last week, Monday or Tuesday, there's this Twitter account that I follow. I think it's called Crime Network SA. There were guys who were actually trying to hijack a Ferrari. So whether you drive a Ferrari, yes, a yellow Ferrari,
wow,
and it had like bullet holes on the side. So whether you drive a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, a X5, X6, Polo Vivo.
Now you can't even buy a nice car.
Oh, like, nah. I'm actually shocked at a Ferrari.
Yes, a Wilparo. It's Shimza's G63. Okay, it was not hijacked, but it was taken.
Mm.
Black Coffee was also, they also took his car at some point as well. Yeah,
I don't know. What happened with Black Coffee is Black Coffee knows the ringleaders. So
he knows people. Don't make allegations.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he knows people. So he just made a call and then they brought it back. Yeah, so but Mizi, we are not all Black Coffee.
Exactly.
So Mizi was also almost in a hijacking. I don't
more
know.
More Flavor as well.
More Flavor's car was taken.
What?
Who else? There was a story. I think
that guy, Aspele Lang, they put him in the boot as well.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he had a Jeep or something. Yes.
There's a guy who passed away. He got shot in Alex while trying to drive away from. Is it
The Ngema guy.
Yes.
They
were trying to hijack. I think he was driving a Jeep or a Golf. I'm not sure which car he drove. They tried to take his car. It's a Jeep.
And that's what I'm saying. There's no formula because you try to drive away, they'll shoot at you.
Mm.
You chill, you like take the car, guys. They're like, you've seen our face.
Exactly.
You gotta die.
Like, so how are you supposed to drive now with blindfolds just in case?
Is it Rivoli? In Rivoli, there was. In Rivoli, a couple of years ago, there was a Rolls Royce that was stolen and it was found in Rivoli. So.
A Rolls Royce.
Exactly. So the only thing that looks like it's pretty safe, hijackers have been hijacking planes. Buy a submarine, maybe.
No, my car is safe. No one wants my car.
Oh, no. Don't. You know
surprised.
Why? In a lot of things that I've seen, stories that I've read, the type of car that you drive is the one that is strong enough to actually
do the major hijacking.
Oh, I'm robbery. Yeah. Steel.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's good for the heist.
Yes.
It's good. Because it can take any pressure.
Yeah. You're not really crazy that same WhatsApp group.
Mm.
So
there's no car that's safe. Even bicycles they take.
Mm.
So
how sad was when they see us?
It really hits home. It's like a whole apartheid kind of, you know.
No, I think that's beyond. Not beyond, even.
Yeah, it just.
I didn't.
Well, it evokes all that anger, basically.
It's
all over again.
You know what really cut me deep with that? Episode 1. And the last episode.
Yo!
Mm.
Yo! Corey! Corey Wise!
Yeah.
That nigga went through the most, dude.
And to think he is actually the one who went a cup and pinch or some joke. Let's go, like, apparently you're getting arrested. Like, let's go, man. Let me find out, because your mother's going to be all mad and stuff. So, at Valorant, let's go to the police station. And then he's chilling there. And then next thing, he's like, the one who's like, and he got it the worst.
Yeah, he did.
Because you haven't seen the last episode.
No, I haven't seen the last.
Which
episode
are you on?
Just first and second.
Hey, the last one, and I told my girl, because we're watching it together, I'm like, we haven't seen Corey since episode 1. Mm. I'm like, the last episode is gonna be fire.
I was saying to somebody that his story is. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to ruin it for you.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. I know the story.
Or whoever that I'm ruining it for, just watch it. Trust me, you will see it in a different light.
On Netflix.
So, Corey's story is so central to the whole thing, right? Because, one, he was not supposed to be involved with the whole thing. Onachitsile media, they were eating.
Yeah.
They were having lunch.
And he just got pressured by friends. Like, hey, let's
like my guy was like, I learned Arvai. And at the end,
that's why it's important to have a woman, man. They keep you away from a lot of shit, man.
Well, he still had a woman and he left. So he got it the most in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of him that everybody got exonerated.
Oh, yeah. Full circle.
Yes.
Yeah,
because it wasn't for him. Yeah.
But also, if it wasn't for him, everybody else would not have gone to prison. Because if you remember properly, in the first or second episode, Linda Fürstein, the prosecutor lady,
that bitch.
Oh. They're even giving her, the woman, like her now, they're giving her a hard time.
She's getting a hard time.
Yeah, she's off social media. Publishers have pulled out.
And all of that.
But she still don't want to go to prison.
True. Exactly.
In a week, we'll be talking about another hashtag.
True.
When they see us, hashtag. But yeah, so in the beginning, if you realize that Corey was the cog of the machine that made everybody go to jail. In the end, he's the one who takes in the suffering so much that his state of mind and his resilience and whatever ends up with the real culprit coming out and saying, "Yo, dog, listen."
And it's weird how the culprit had more sympathy than the justice system.
Yeah.
He was more sympathetic.
And funny enough.
Because he saw the guy just like, "My dude, you still here?"
Yeah.
And do you know what hope is?
What?
Do you remember that scene? Do you know what hope is?
That thing is deep, man.
And if you notice, right, it's so significant. And that's why, I chose a song that started the show today, by the way. That song played. It plays in the series. Literally, when Corey meets up with the Reyes character, I forgot his first name.
Martin Reyes or something.
Yes. Like in the TV room, Martin Reyes is chilling, watching whatever, music videos, and it's a DMX song that's playing. And then Corey's like, "Yo, dude, put the volume up." And the guy's like, "No, it's fine. Put the And they start having a fight. And that's the first time Corey actually meets with Martin. Or the Reyes character.
But that thing just goes to show how the American criminal justice system is like new slavery, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine going to jail for so long. For
something. All you did was go to the park.
You know?
Ghost lady, you went to the park.
No, I can't.
And end up spending 13 years in jail for something you didn't do. Imagine.
I know one.
Solitary. Getting raped.
You know, there's a part in the I know, like Corey is, his story is like heart wrenching. I get that, sharp. There's a part in the first episode where Kevin, the sister's there and they're forcing the sister to sign, and the sister's like, "No ways."
Yeah, yeah.
And Kevin is like, "Dude, just sign. I just wanna go home. I just wanna
go home." He's 14 years old.
Exactly.
And when they hit him with a helmet,
that made me cry. That just,
you know, when they were running away in the park, and then the one cop followed. When I think it was Ultron was like lying down, and then Kevin was trying to run away, and the cop went over the fence, and then he stopped Kevin, threw him to the ground, took off his helmet.
Yes.
So that's why he's got like a blue eye, which apparently he got because the lady was trying to fight back.
There was no DNA evidence.
Nothing. I did.
And you know what I saw out of all of that, right? Yes, they're in America, but you could see like a black person or a black man, black woman.
Black life doesn't
black
matter.
Black life.
Doesn't matter.
It takes a lot.
That's why there's a hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to bring us down, because even when they came out of that, they were like, "No, we'll meet with that lady. We don't have any problem with her. We'll meet with the prosecutor.
Exactly.
We forgive her." They were so... they had that Ubuntu thing. But they're not from Africa.
Exactly.
What I loved about...
it's not your fault.
Yeah.
What I loved about them is the fact that through the whole thing, they never once gave in.
And wavered.
And said, "Okay, cool, we did it. Hey, sharp." Even when parole was in their face, like, "You can literally go home tomorrow. Oh, but you need to admit to the crime that you committed."
Exactly.
It's like, no.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Because I believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Why do you think that happened?
That reason is too tough.
Such things actually ask you or make you sit back and ask yourself, do things really happen for a reason?
I think it happened so that, I mean, look, we're in the other side of the world. We're in Africa right now.
Yeah.
And we're talking about
Africa,
this.
Africa.
We're in Africa right now, you know. We're talking about this. Tata Mueng, whatever happened to her, we're talking about it right now. And, you know, whoever might be watching, a subscriber or whatever, it might
trigger
or save a life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think they were the sacrificial lamb to bring
attention.
Attention to a bigger problem. Because since then, so many cases have come out of, hey, my brother was arrested for not doing anything. Boom, boom,
and
boom.
And probably you're going to see a lot of people who are actually going to say, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Park went to prison for something he says he didn't do.
Mm.
He spent how many? He spent some time in prison.
Yeah.
And he still maintained his innocence.
Mm.
So that's what I'm saying. We're in hindsight, like, yes.
Mandela went to prison for being black.
Mm.
For how many years? 27. Came out and still forgave his... Yeah, the people who arrested him.
Yeah.
Guys, in all this, would you say, looking at, okay...
You guys are very mature today. Wow. Damn.
You just need Maschava to walk in.
If she walks in here, I'm going to go call a priest. We're sealing the deal.
Invite Polani Kuala into this, guys. No, like, when you look at all of this, like, won't you summarize it as it's tough for a black man?
Yes, it is.
Black person. Black person.
Men as in men in totality.
But even men as well.
No, if you're black, it's tough. Oh, no, black women have it worse.
No, true. Because
they're like at the bottom of the pile. Because there's all the other races and then the black man and then the black woman.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Because I think if I went through what Tato went through, the last thing those guys would be thinking about is raping me.
No.
You hear what I'm saying? Number one.
Yeah.
So already you're at a disadvantage.
Exactly.
So obviously they saw her driving. Ah, woman alone in the car. Easy target.
Obviously they take. Yes, yes. Yeah, definitely.
You hear what I'm saying?
I think sometimes it goes back to something that we always try to bring down or downplay or whatever. Yeah. Men are trash type of thing.
Mm.
There's a deeper meaning to it. It does not mean
much deeper.
There's a deeper meaning to it.
Which is?
So we've got privilege that we don't want to own up to.
Mm. Yeah. And that privilege is being responsible. It's responsibility.
As black men, yes, we do have privilege that we don't want to own up to.
Mm.
And as men in general, we have privilege that we... Because if any other race had to walk into a room, there's a black man and a black woman, the black man will be given more attention and time, will be listened to more than the woman will be.
Mm.
So incorporate anything.
But that's why, Lynn, I say it's is responsibility. It's for that black man to be responsible in trying to make sure that I raise the black female just as much as I'm being valued here.
And it's I get what you're saying. And it goes back to, well, I'm an only child, so I can't...
No, trust me, we know.
I'm an only child, but if I had a sister, I don't think I would have been treated the same as her growing up.
Mm.
If I don't know about parenthood, guys, because I'm not a parent, but I think if you've got a boy child and a girl child, you're more likely to let a boy child get away with more than you would if it was a girl. So that's why I'm saying we need to understand that point of privilege as men.
Yeah, but
in totality.
No, there's no formula to this thing. I mean, these gangs, there's so much that happens. What were you telling me about the headlights the other day?
Oh, yeah. So I think I read this at some point in that... if you are driving and somebody's flashing you, if you flash back, you basically become
a target
because there's initiations that happen in certain gangs and they're like, yo, Mac, here's a car, drive, flash. The first person who flashes you back, that's the person that you're going to eliminate. And that is how you get orientated or kind of gang. What's the
initiation,
thing? Initiation. There we go. Yeah. Yes.
So, that time you're just driving home after a podcast.
Or after a party, after work, after a work function, after a wedding, after a funeral, after a lot of things.
So is it just only flashing, or could it be like someone with
bright lights?
I'm not particularly sure, but I think it's...
No, I get it.
If somebody with bright lights, if you flash them on some, yo, dude, like, can you move your lights down? And they're like, clips, you are the one.
Yeah.
Not sure how true that is. If you guys know and you've read or...
Please tell us. Know
anything about this, please let us know. But I have read a couple of things that allude or suggest that is the case.
And you can't even say that, okay, look, I'm just going to chill at home and not go out.
No, you can't.
Because you run out of cigarettes, you go to the garage, clips.
Exactly.
But sometimes you don't have to make unnecessary trips, yeah? Like, I know I'm guilty of this at like... 10 or 12 or 1 at night, I'll be like, snap, I'm out of cigarettes. Let me go to the garage and buy cigarettes. Anything can happen between me leaving home and going to the garage or me coming back. I know a friend of mine told me this over the weekend. Actually, he was telling me this over the weekend on Saturday. He was like, sometimes just plan better.
Yeah.
You know you're going home from wherever, or it's 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Not saying nothing can happen at 4 o'clock.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to now. But it's like, you know, these things can happen anytime.
Like whenever I go to gig, I don't like driving by myself.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm like, yo, whoever I'm with, I'm like, yo, can you please come with me?
I know even for instance, as female drivers, and I've always heard even like elderly women, they would even do, like, if you're driving alone, make sure you see on the
passenger
seat. Make sure you put a hat so at least people can think that there's actually two people. Put a hat or a cap just so that it looks like there's more than one.
And the messed up thing about it...
Somebody must drive with a cap.
Yeah. Hey. Now your is that where your one is? Seat.
Is it in your passenger seat?
Were you driving alone this weekend?
it's also a case, Yaore. I mean, the same guy that was telling me that sometimes you need to stop doing unnecessary trips. Last year sometime, it was in the morning at 8, like 8:30. He was stuck in traffic somewhere. And some guy came up to his window, knocked with a gun.
What?
And said, give me your phone, your wallet, your watch, everything.
What?
In full view of people. Again, it goes back to, are we empathetic enough? But I also understand, if you decide to become a superhero and try help, you might find yourself in the firing line, aka Corey Wise.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, kind of what's the king? Do it, you are doomed. Don't do it, you're doomed. In Sotho, we say, whether you take it, you are wrong. You leave it, you are wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of that. But I just think as a society, as people, as a community, we also need to blame ourselves. Yeah. Because if I come to MacGyver knows like land doesn't work, whatever. And I come to him like, I've got a MacBook for 2000. And he buys it. He doesn't ask where
Without
the MacBook asking, is from.
Where did you get it?
Exactly.
So you're being an enabler at that point.
Exactly. So everything thrives, or any industry thrives, because it has consumers.
The sad thing about this is there's no solution.
You know, even and in fact now, Len, you're talking about MacBooks. Now, how do you address a person? Because these cars get stolen. Where are they going to? It's not someone who's just buying it's some big...
Yeah, and most of them, it's orders from overseas.
Yeah.
So like with Shimza's one, there was an order for a G63. And by the time he found out and he got to the cops...
Seems like you know a lot, MacGyver.
Eh?
You know so
His
much.
His friends.
No, I'm just saying, I could be wrong. But I think like it was out of the border by then.
Yeah.
You know, because there was an order. Because you don't just wake up and steal a G63.
Yeah.
I'm like, toodoo, I want a G... And the Ferrari as well that I told you about earlier.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't
it's a big order. Yeah.
Sometimes it's either for parts. Sometimes it's an order, like you say, because the minute it goes out of the country, it's going to go live in some other country. And how do you trace it? And yes, Trekker is good. No lies. But the guys have found a way of ripping your car apart to find where the Trekker is. They take it and In some instances, there are trackers that are being tied to a dog's neck, mm-hmm. and the dog is running around, and the helicopter is there looking for the car. Can't you know the tracker is freaking thrown somewhere?
So yeah, so, man. Moral of the story is just stay safe, guys, man.
And
the
also, you know what's man. Dope, right? There's an app, Namola. I don't know if you know about it.
Mm-mm.
Namola.
Namola.
Nice.
Yes. Their reaction time is electric. It's like, it's literally
what's
like...
the app about?
So it's an emergency app. If you are in trouble...
Like AA, new school AA.
No. This is like, whether it's a crime, an accident, if you are being robbed, accident, whatever. You just go, obviously, on either Play Store or you go to, what do you call it? Play Store Google Play. You search Namola app and then you obviously put in your details and whatnot. Contact emergency numbers. So when it's got a panic button that... You press it, they phone you. If you don't answer, immediately by pressing that panic button, because it's an app, they can actually trace where you are. And then you take it from... Oh, and then you also have to put in ICE. Do you know what ICE is?
When your phone is not working, you need to call an emergency number.
No. ICE is in case of emergency.
Oh.
So... there's a number that you, which I encourage people to have. I do have ICE. I think my ICE is my mother. The number that, whether you're in a car accident, you were robbed, or you still have your phone on you and something happened to you, whoever can be able to access your phone, or when your phone is on emergency, only the ICE and emergency numbers are available to call. So if I'm lying in a ditch somewhere bleeding to death, somebody can call either the cops or they can call my ICE. In my case, it's my mother. So you will decide who your ICE is. It can be me, it can be the ghost lady, it can be whoever you decide. So you'll obviously pick a person who is most, who will most likely answer their phone, and they will be able to be like, oh shit, I know. Okay, sharp, where is this? Yeah. And they'll be able to assist you.
So kind of thing.
So Namola app, like, it's lightning fast. Like, their reaction time is better than the police.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't want to lose any more subscribers. We're trying to get to 20,000.
Exactly, you know. And we all want to be there.
Of course, and we want to be there for our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Where do you think we should host the party for our 1 year anniversary?
I don't know. The people must speak.
I don't think it should be in Joburg. We've done a lot of parties in
Joburg. The people voted Cyril Ramaphosa in. So the people can tell us where we must host the...
Oh, we're talking to Cyril's kids.
The people can tell us where we must host the thingy, man. The 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
You know, Len asked me, when was it? I think it was beginning of the year when we were doing the pod.
Yeah.
He's like, what did you ask me? What am I grateful for this year or whatever?
Yeah, what are you... No, what are you grateful for? Or what are you looking forward to? Something along those lines.
And I was like, dude, I'm just happy to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, so because I don't know, we might get this opportunity. We might not. God knows. But yeah, man.
I love you, my dog.
You know, long time.
Ghost lady, I love you.
I love you too. And you're talking like you're going to die now.
Is this your exit strategy?
Yeah, my dog. That thing cut me deep, dog. That could have been any of us.
No,
dog.
I know. Yeah. True story.
And the thing is, I was recording with them. We were laughing. It was such a great episode. I'm going to drop Mpuma Boy first, obviously, this week. And then I'm going to drop Tata Mwing. But you must just see that interview. Like, it was so amazing. When we finished recording, I actually chilled with it. I was like, yo, dude, that was such a dope episode.
Yeah.
And to think now, that could have been the last time I saw her. It's scary, man.
It's scary. No, it is.
And the irony about it was, they were trying to call me because I was out with flu last week.
Mm-hmm.
For the better part of the week. So on Thursday, they're like, yo, dude, we're going to come to your house. We've got gin. I'm like, Andizi, I don't want you guys.
One thing that made me realize about this whole thing, I've got a lot of problems. Everybody knows I've spoken about them on the podcast. But it made me realize
it's not problems. You're living. It's
life. Yeah. But it made me realize that, look, you might think your life is shit. You're going through a lot of crap. But there's people out there with bigger problems.
Yeah, no, for sure. But you know what the funny thing about it is? You only realize that once those bigger problems are closer to you.
Ish. Yes. Ish. For the first time this episode, let's...
Bo, 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 bo.
Truth. Yeah.
That's how subscribers Buzz. Actually greet us when they see me.
Oh.
It's like, hey, Len. Bo, 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 bo. But yeah, true story, man. Like you... Problems are there. People have problems every day.
Yo, dude. Yeah.
But until... I go back to what I said earlier on in the episode. Until they are on your doorstep, it becomes a different scenario. That's when it hits home. That's when you feel invested. That's when...
Emotions.
That's when you think, like, actually...
It touches you.
And, you know? And I'm not downplaying anything for anybody, right? Yeah. But it's a case that... Had what happened to our friend not happened, we'd still be lax about such. Because it was not on your doorstep. But once it's on your doorstep, it's a different scenario. I mean, I said earlier on that I was almost hijacked. I remember actually, it's when you still stayed in Lone Hill, yeah? I was broken into. I was sleeping. It was in summer. Left my window open, didn't have burglars. And somebody came in through the window in my bedroom, took my cell phone, took my laptop, which were on the bed with me. It's when I used to sleep alone. And they took my pair of sneakers in the room and they left. Like playing it back, right? I'm thinking, had I woken up, what would have happened?
What would have happened?
Had he decided, actually, what would have happened?
Exactly.
So, it's just messed up. And
dude, remember my cousin? They wanted a laptop and ended up shooting her.
Exactly. Like
now she can't walk.
Are you serious? Mm,
then they wanted a laptop and she woke up while they were breaking in.
No, that was an inside job though.
Yeah, but I'm just
Not an inside job. No, I lied. That was a hit because she was investigating. Yeah,
let's not get into it.
So it happens to it happens to so many. Like I know so many people who've gone through. Like crime is a real thing. Yeah. It's. I know we don't speak about it a lot on the podcast. We're always laughing and joking and having fun, but. If you look at it in totality, there's
at the end of the day,
we human beings and there are things that touch us and nobody is immune. No one is immune.
Everybody
like,
has a story to
Shimza got robbed. Yeah, it happens. But guys, please stay safe. Get yourself the Namola app. It really, really is helpful. And stay safe, man.
And I think also people can just also advise. Maybe they know something else that could help as well.
True.
You know?
True.
All right, guys, we out of here, man. Do let us know where you want us to host the podcast 1 year anniversary party. It might be a loss, so.
Nah, you're being dramatic. But anyway, we love you guys long time. Stay safe. Make sure you stay safe.
And we love you, man.
Yeah,
stay safe,
you guys.
Man.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.